If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Twitter.com/HS Radio Show. Facebook.com/High Society Radio. And we're on the Reddits at Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
I went to that shit. We get mad love on Reddit. Shout out to Reddit.
We do get a lot of love.
Post on Reddit. Just post crazy things. We'll talk about them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, post some crazy ass shit on our subreddit. I want to know about crazy shit.
Mad open, son.
Mad open. Mad open.
Facts. Hashtag.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Joni.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And I'm doing a show with a couple of drunks tonight.
That's what that is.
They're lit up.
That's
true. For me, I'm dead sober.
That's not true.
You're dead inside. I'm about sober. Good times, man.
You got dead nerves.
Speaking of which, the guy across from me, Chris from Brooklyn, I'm doing a show with basically Jamie Lannister.
I did scorch my hand.
Tell the story of because all right, so this is how this began. I got a text message at 5:30 in the morning. For some reason, I woke up like at 6:30 in the morning. Like I sensed something was wrong.
Yeah.
And I look at my phone, and I see text messages from Chris, and there's just a picture of a hand with literally the skin is boiling. It looks as if the skin was boiled.
Oh yeah, it's a pretty gnarly. It was a gnarly burn. That's the best word. It is gnarled.
It is. Though.
It looks like a gnarled hand.
So I saw this picture and I was like, this is like one of those pictures people post to freak everyone out. Like, check out this terrible thing that happened to someone you don't know.
OD boils.
And then I text him, that's not your hand, is it?
But I mean, you must have recognized my house in the background.
If I fucking recognize disarray, maybe. No, but you text me back, yes. And this is like 6:30 in the morning. And I'm like, this, you're going to lose your hand.
No, that's what I thought to myself.
That's not what I texted to. So
no,
what
no,
happened?
I'm fine. Basically, hipsters are very finicky about their orders sometimes in New York.
That's
and
your clientele.
Yeah, so they ordered. I was a little short-staffed in the kitchen yesterday. I was putting together this order by myself, but they tweaked every possible thing they can get, so I had extra pans on. And then I realized, like, I make a chicken sandwich that has a homemade garlic aioli on it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice sandwich. But, you know.
No, that's store-bought crap.
Yeah, they wanted the aioli on the side. And I had noticed as I was preparing their fucking steaks with the one with light butter, one with heavy butter on it.
Sure. Well, the customer's always right, Chris.
Yeah, whatever. It was just obnoxious. Uh-huh. I'm printing up new menus that say no substitutions at the bottom. But so
Dick.
I like very slightly,
sure like, this,
like not much. It was just more than I would have liked to cook the chicken. So I went to throw it away, but I was just so annoyed. And, you know, like literally if I could put mayo on the sandwich, it would never come off as dry. Like even a little bit.
Yeah.
It would never have come off as dry. But they wanted it on the side, and I was like, all right, these people are going to complain about this. They've already given me the most nitpicky shit order ever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to complain about this. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll just recook it. It would probably be fine in 99% of people, but these people are going to be dicks. So I just grabbed the pan off the thing, and like I said, I was trying to keep track of a bunch of different stuff, and I just moved it too fast, and the oil just swooshed out of the pan and just landed right onto my hand.
Oh, my God.
And it pussed
on your
up
left
pretty
hand.
Bad, though.
Yeah, my left hand, and I'm a left-handed gentleman.
That's fucking fucking excruciating. Just how I pussed up so bad,
dude.
Man.
I like just immediately just I ice drenched it. I did like when you shock.
When you
shock to stop something from cooking. I just did that, just like the coldest possible water.
Well, look, fucking man, when you sent me that picture of your hand,
It was 6 hours later.
It was a freak show hand. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was. It looked like the skin was boiling off the actual hand. It was horrifying.
I'll tweet it out after the show goes up so people can see the freak hand. It was fucking gross. Like even the doctors were like, "That's fucked up. Here's some Percocet."
Yeah. How the fuck did you get like pus that fast?
It just immediately just boiled up.
It just boiled up, right? It's crazy.
It's been gross. But they're saying that I did a very good job of treating it before I got to the hospital, which I'm glad I didn't just immediately go to the hospital because they kept me waiting there for 6.5 hours. Thanks, Obama.
So, all right. So, what time did you hurt your hand?
Like 8.
Oh my god.
Like at fuck 8 p.m.
Like 8:30.
You a fucking ass.
I went right to the hospital. I iced my hand.
You didn't fucking go right because you were like, "Yo, your girl had to get on your case about that."
My girl
shit.
Did get on my case. That did
and
happen.
And that's because she cares. You.
She
prick.
Was bitching.
Yeah, I'd be the same way. All right, I got a gut shot wound. I'll just wrap it. I'll just put some gauze on.
They didn't do anything for me at the hospital. They just gave me the phone number for a plastic surgeon if I do have a gnarled
hand.
God damn,
that's how bad that is. Freak hand.
You got a freak hand now, Chris.
It sucks that it's my fucking dominant hand. You don't even know. I have a book bag with me. You know what's in there?
What?
Rubber gloves. You know why?
Why?
Because I can't bend enough on my right side to properly wipe my ass, so I have to put on a sterile glove to wipe my ass with this burned-ass hand.
God damn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you ask her, like, what are your chances for amputation? Just put a hook hand in there? That'd be
a bad
thing.
They actually said because of...
You want to be a hook hand?
I keep hospital grade burn cream in the kitchen.
Yeah, that saved your ass.
It saved my ass because they said that it was starting to curl under my index finger. And if you get a burn ring around your finger,
they gotta amputate.
They don't necessarily have to, but it can become gangrenous because it can seal off.
Nah,
it can seal all the blood
in there. When I saw the pickle, all that pus, I'm like, shit, that's gangrene.
Nah, it's fine.
Johnny, do you know how close we came to doing a podcast with a guy with a stump for a hand?
I would have fucking enjoyed that.
Whatever, man.
We
just
definitely would have.
We just bring some hoes in here, I'll stump a hoe.
I'm gonna tell you right now, we could have definitely abused the Ustream with your one-handed ass, you freak show motherfucker.
Listen, whatever, man. Maybe we need. You know what? Maybe we need some sympathy. A lot of blind cats on Reddit are getting a lot of upvotes. Maybe maybe a one-handed podcaster will get some more subscribers.
Yeah, over the last weekend.
Oh shit!
I don't even know how this happened. Maybe you can explain it to me because you brought it up.
But I can't. I just know that blind cats get
like
a lot of upvotes on Reddit.
No, but literally the front page of Reddit was all just blind animals getting, blind people getting upvotes at the front of the page. Do you know why?
It's not blind week.
Is that like a thing?
It just happens. It's that's what trending is.
It's like fucking Coney, like last year and shit. It's pretty
kinda.
Bad.
It's kind of like Coney.
It's pretty bad.
Oh. I don't know. Cats no eyes kind of freak me out. I don't find them very cute or inspirational.
Not at all. You got to put them shits down.
When cats like get older and they lose their eyesight and you know they like someone says my cat's 20 years old, she's blind, she's deaf, but I love her.
Well, to be fair, you're a pet owner now. So like, if the cat got to that situation, wouldn't you have to put it down? It's not bringing them any income. It's costing you money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean the cat
I know that's
probably
cold,
can't.
You know, you have a pet, you get attached. All right, that's cool, but it's a fucking burden at that point.
It's not even a burden.
I'm saying with people.
Just feel bad for the fucking cat.
I would put BK Chris down right now. If that hand did not work, I would put him down.
I didn't jerk off for the first time in fucking years today, though.
People, all right, so we do a podcast. Chris isn't here. Where'd Chris go? He's in a farm upstate.
He's in a better place.
He's in a farm where he can chase mice all day long.
Just put him down.
I like to chase rabbits, personally.
Oh, man. Yo, but at least you got it treated, son. You would have fucked up if you didn't. Because that shit could
have They didn't do anything, John. They gave me a fucking prescription for Percocet.
They saved your life.
That's not anything.
I had better Percocet already in the house.
Yeah, Jesus you said Christ. That. Oh, man. Shit, son.
They did nothing. Some guy next to me had an even more fucked up hand. He didn't even know what was wrong with it.
How is his hand messed up?
He didn't know. He literally was just telling the doctor.
He woke up like
that? Four doctors came over to look at this guy's swollen hand, and he's just like, I don't know. I thought maybe I bumped it into something, but I don't think so. And they're like, I don't know, man. There's something wrong with your hand.
Holy shit. Were you like in the freak show ward and shit? Was like there a dude taking cannonballs to the stomach and shit?
I wish. That would have been awesome. That would have been worth my 5 hours.
You think it's awesome to be an ER doctor or garbage to be an ER doctor?
It has to be the worst, especially if you're doing an overnight shift. You get all the freak shows.
And
like
drunks.
Dildos up your ass, you can't get it out. Gerbil in your
dick
hole.
I was sitting in the waiting room, and I'm just like, all right, half of these people are here to try to scheme Narcos.
Probably, yeah.
I'm looking
at that
around.
Time on a Sunday? On a Sunday?
I know when a motherfucker's jonesing.
How about you look in a mirror then, huh?
Oh, shit.
Huh, scumbag? Looks like his work, though. He got himself some Percocets.
Yeah. Got some light shit, too, from what I'm hearing. Lights?
Yeah. Whatever. I'll just have it. It'll be fine.
You're good. Take it like a man, son. Yeah. Crush it up.
Well, thank God your hand is not, you know, severed.
You ain't going to be no hand model like that.
Yeah, it would suck to have, like, a hook hand, wouldn't it?
I don't think so.
Would it suck or would it be awesome?
It would suck.
You could grab a motherfucker real quick.
Like, if we live somewhere where, like, if we only could go to, like, Brazilian steakhouses to eat, that'd be all right. And you just, you know.
Can't dress yourself.
I think you can dress yourself with a hook hand. I can throw on a T-shirt with one hand.
Yeah, I mean, buttons
though,
would be
but
hard.
But your left is your dominant
hand.
Yeah,
who's fucking with buttons?
Yeah, but you're a lefty, right?
So I would be fucked.
You would be fucked. You'd be carving up your clothes and shit.
Well, you have to learn how to use your right hand.
Yeah.
Much like Jamie Lannister has to learn to use his left hand.
It's true.
Yeah, I got to get me a fucking HBO Go Pass so bad, son. Everybody got them shits.
Yeah,
my boy.
You're pretty much ruining the podcast by not borrowing an HBO Go Pass from somebody.
And I read about it on like Yahoo and shit. Like, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah, we were saying this right before we put on this music. I feel like you get 90% of your information from message
fucking threads, yeah. That's all I have.
Like, comment threads are your news source.
Then you should love Reddit, then.
It is all just
I've been on it. Yo, after the shit we put on the pod, I've been on it like the last couple days just reading shit.
What are you reading about?
About blind cats? Because you didn't know about the blind cat thing just 5 minutes. It seems like another patented Bronx
all
Johnny
podcast
lie.
Podcast shit. Ron and Fez show. I'm keeping up on that. O&A show. They're still going strong. Good stuff. Keeping up with that. Otto and George. Otto, RIP to that dude. He was a good dude, man.
Read that on Reddit?
Well, I read part of it, but you can't take shit on Reddit seriously because sometimes they post shit. I actually got it from More Like Radio Facebook page. They put it out like, oh shit, and he had a show on the station. Mm-hmm. So he was a good dude.
What does this have to do with Reddit? That's what we're talking about.
It's
rest
serious
in peace
shit,
to Otto
though.
Peterson. But.
Well, yeah. Nah, Otto, good dude, man. Like one of the rare dudes I met while I was interning, he was always nice. Fucking knew my name, knew all the interns' names.
This doesn't change
crazy
the fact that you are changing the subject for us calling you a crazy liar yet again.
No, I was on fucking Reddit. Like, I went to...
We know that they got rid of the jailbait section, John. We know.
No, there's some sections on there, though. You can kind of... Like, there's a PS4 section where
you can pretend some
fucking.
Of the girls on Gone Wild are...
No. There's a PS4 section 17. On Reddit where you can... I still haven't seen it live. It apparently does happen. Where if you go on your PS4 like shit, you can see people fucking on there. I haven't seen it myself. So I'm hashtagging that fucking Reddit.
What are you hashtagging?
Well, not even
hashtags don't
asterisk,
work on Reddit.
Asterisk and shit. Like on fucking Reddit, there's a shit where you can see people on PS4. Like if you have I have the camera, you can see people fucking on PS4 lying because you can stream on PS4, lifetime and all that shit. I haven't seen it. I was on there on Saturday with my boy.
They said the same thing when the what's it called came out.
No, it's on X videos though. It does happen. It does happen because you can tell because there are little robots in there while they're getting fucked. But it's like, I want to see it myself. I can't call it till I see it.
It's mad hard to Photoshop a little robot into a video.
That's what I'm saying, son.
I think you're just talking gibberish right now.
No, son. You know, people are piping on PS4. Google that shit. PS4 piping. It's on there.
Yeah, when it first came out, some videos got leaked of like these people were banging. They didn't know about the camera thing that it starts automatically or whatever.
Yeah. And you had to shut that shit off. ASAP.
Some dude getting blown by his wife or whatever.
She was naked on the couch and but I thought he knew because he was like pointing at it and shit. She was on the couch naked.
I don't know.
Fuck that. It ain't my bitch. So he's good. His marriage is surviving, I guess.
Did you see the Manny Pacquiao fight last weekend?
That shit was boring as fuck.
Right, you didn't like it?
I'm glad he won, but like, here's the shit with boxing. You age into your fucking rank. Like, Manny 2 years ago would have knocked the motherfucker out. Bradley's a good defensive fighter, but he should have knocked him out. He just pounded on him. And though, I ain't gonna front, Bradley gave him a good one too, because he got bruised up too, but he should have knocked him out. We're never gonna see fucking Floyd and Pacquiao.
No, never.
That's never gonna happen. Like, now, like, he's... And I didn't even know that till before the fight. Pacquiao is actually doing that Olympic Texan shit. So he's doing that blood test shit Mayweather did, and he's still not giving him the fight. And he even said, yo, I'll give
him
the purse.
No, people aren't really looking for the fight anymore because it's not as big money.
Nah,
right,
that's still the biggest fight in boxing. It might not save your sport, but
do you
it'll
think
keep
Pacquiao
relevant.
Could win? I don't think he could win.
That's a good. I don't know because Mayweather's not knocking dudes out either. So it's going to be a fucking. It's going to be a punch that shit. Who threw the most punches? Who landed? Who's more accurate? Nobody's getting knocked out in that fight. 100% sure.
Lock it up. Well, it's never going to happen, so we don't really have to worry about
it. It's like fucking jerking off into a cup, seeing if you can get it pregnant.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Just.
Not yet, but that's not going to happen in our lifetime. Same shit. You ain't going to have George St. Pierre versus fucking Silva now. Silva's done. So Anderson's done.
St. Pierre fucking retired.
Yeah, same shit. They both done. Well, one manually had to retire. The other one just retired. Though Pierre might come back. You never know.
Just a note from last week. We had recorded the show on a Monday. And then the following day, Ultimate Warrior passed away.
That was a bit insane. We kind of jinxed him. We kind of killed him on top of Jake Roberts. We put that viper in his car.
I wouldn't say we killed him.
And had him bit.
Very sad. Did they give a reason as to why? Was it a heart attack?
They said he clutched his heart as he fell. I don't think there's... I mean, as we're recording this again on a Monday, there's not a...
Yeah, if you walk in and shit and you die in front of your wife in a hotel from your car to the fucking entranceway, pretty sure it's a heart attack.
Yeah.
Maybe an aneurysm, who knows?
Autopsy reveals Ultimate Warrior died of heart disease.
Shout out to Nancy Grace, who did a fucking heartwarming piece with DDP on her show, because she's just so good that way.
DDP is the belle of the ball these days.
Nah, she set that dude up, though. That's pretty bad.
Oh, she attacked
DDP? Well,
he's
got a product to sell.
He was pushing it, and the DDP dude died day of. Yeah. Like, well, no, he died the day before, right?
Because
he did it on
the
Wednesday.
She rehashed the old why do wrestlers die so young thing.
I don't know,
like,
juice?
To be fair, though, like,
what he said. He was like, yeah, we all used to do it. She's like, I didn't used to do it.
She's
like,
well, no,
yeah,
she
wrestlers.
Dwelled on it, like, but you think she set him up? I don't know, like, DDP seems like the type of dude, if they have to push product, he don't give a fuck. He's just going to push the product. I know he did a lot for, like, I know.
Yeah, she set him up. She wasn't.
She set him up, you think?
She, like, I mean, he knew what he was going on there.
And, like, she knew
self
that she hates wrestling.
High five. That's what he should just throw in her face.
Just bang. Yeah, that's crazy, son. Yo, it was kind of ominous, too, because he said goodbye on Monday Night Raw. He literally said goodbye. I'm wondering, like, yo,
no,
my
weird,
spirit
right?
will live on. That was kind of eerie.
That's just crazy talk, Johnny.
If he took a cyanide pill, I don't fucking know.
Johnny, it was just crazy talk. It was just a weird coincidence. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
All right, so you listen to High Society Radio. We're on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. This story's been popped up a couple times the last month or two, where this woman who claims she's the most popular woman on OKCupid keeps getting press.
But how does she prove that?
I think OKCupid
has signed off on it.
Has, like, I guess they can check the analytics or whatever that she gets the most.
She looks like Kristen Ritter, too. That's a bad bitch.
She is very hot.
She's pretty.
What's her name?
I don't know. Lauren something?
Urasek? Urasek?
Russian?
She's like a makeup artist who looks, she looks like Betty Page, basically. A tatted up Betty Page.
Like, I say Kristen Ritter from Breaking Bad.
Whatever. She's hot.
Yeah, she is. Ain't no debating that.
So she's the most. Hit on upon woman on OKCupid, and yet she can't find herself a boyfriend because OKCupid, it's like or Match.com. It's literally a service that when it works, you stop using it. You know
true.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe she's just very picky, or maybe that. Here's the thing: maybe she's hot.
Or maybe you can't find love on OKCupid. Just meaningless
sex. I'm sure people have.
About meaningless.
People have definitely found people have definitely found long-term relationships online.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Match fucking, that's their thing, right? They have the highest percentage of rates, like marriage rates and shit. That's
yeah, because you have to pay for that service. Huh. But I'm just saying, even these free sites.
Yeah, but like you have
people
a chance.
Who are going on Match.com, they tell you that if you're coming on Match.com, be going on there to find a long-term relationship. These other sites are just, they're mostly
hookup
sites.
No,
yeah.
That's what we're saying. But like, well, OKCupid is good for hookup sites. I know a couple dudes got laid off of that. But fucking, like, with Match.com, wouldn't you, like, invest it? If they told you, yo, you're going to find your life partner on here and we have a percentage of success rate,
yeah,
wouldn't you, like, invest in that?
Yeah, but most people don't want to just pay for online dating. And Match.com is like a kind of like a very Christian site. So people who
is it?
Yeah, I've heard that.
I thought eHarmony was the kind of
girl.
That's what I was thinking. eHarmony with the old dude.
So whatever, maybe this girl's 23. You really think she wants to settle down that badly?
No, she's
probably
not.
Being picky
not.
On purpose.
She wants that dirt.
She could be fucking picky. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's a fucking shining white angel.
She looks like an attainable Megan Fox.
I wouldn't even say that. She's better than Megan Fox.
She's not going to hear this, John.
I don't like the giant thigh tattoo. It's a little off-putting.
That's
fine.
That's hot, son. That's a fucking trademark right
Tattoos
there.
Tattoos don't, like, turn me on or bother me.
Like, you never seen...
That's not a bad tattoo.
Nah. I am front, like, a chick with the tramp stamp is kind of cool, I guess. I go for that.
Neither... I feel...
You're
actually,
not trying to wife
actually tramp stamp, I'm just like, well, you're dumb. Like,
yeah.
Generally speaking, but, like, but saying, like in general, like, tattoos, I don't have much of a... I don't find them hot. Some people, like, fetishize tattoos. They find them really hot. Mm. Some people find them a huge turnoff. I look at it... If a chick... makes my penis move a little. I think she's hot. This girl is very hot.
Nah, yeah, she's fucking cute.
And she's also in New York, which is, you know, incredibly...
Oh, that fucker sucks.
That's going to add up her hits, you know what I mean?
She's going to end up on a TV show.
Her profile says, like, I love science, I like football, and, and I'm an atheist.
She's covering her bases. She knows what she's doing. She might not even be real.
I know how to make guys on the internet like me. Wow, she likes science, and she's really hot, and she's an atheist.
Is she quirky?
I would think so.
Like she's into it.
I would think she's quirky. She looks like Betty Page.
Her skin is glowing. Bad bitch.
She looks like a younger, hotter, still alive Betty Page. Is Betty Page dead? I guess so.
That's that Black Dahlia shit, ain't it?
No.
No. Betty Page is a pinup from the 50s, John.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'll show you a picture of Betty Page, and we'll compare them. Jesus Christ. There's not going to be any in color.
Oh, all right. Oh, there's one in color right there, in the orange.
It's colorized.
No, she did die like 6 years ago.
Oh, she died in an old folks home and shit, right?
I don't know.
Shout out to Betty Page.
You didn't even know she was until we just started talking about
her. She got titties, right, dude?
You know why this girl is getting fucking hit up? Because the new girl exists. That's why she looks, you know, she got that Zooey Deschanel.
Not at all, son.
I'll bet you even money.
I'll bet you money right now. Google Kristen Ritter. She look like Kristen Ritter.
I'll give you odds that this girl is a natural blonde. Because there's something about a natural blonde, the skin tone that they tend to have, dyeing their hair jet black, that somehow always turns out hot.
I would go with you on that just because of the eye color, too, though.
I'll bet you money this girl is a natural blonde.
I don't know.
Johnny, I want you to go on OkCupid, contact her, somehow manage to get a date with her, and then fucking go through her shit.
Then look at her pubes.
Say she's blonde?
Tell me if they're blonde pubes.
Yeah.
Tell you something. That might turn me on. If a girl actually grew out a big blonde bush but had jet black hair on her head, that'd be fucking hot.
They wouldn't.
What?
You think that'd be hot?
I think that'd be hot to me. I don't know. It'd be like you're having a threesome
that's
with one
quirk?
Chick.
I think that oil burn on your hands made you go crazy.
I am on a lot of pills.
You kind
of
gunning on something on that
one,
though.
It is fucking painful.
You think she's blonde, though?
I bet money that she's not. She's a natural blonde.
You going off for what, skin tone or eye color? Eye color, I'd say yeah.
Listen, I'm not gonna continue to go into this because there's no end to this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be willing
to bet
money.
You just got a feeling?
Yes.
Gut feeling?
More than a gut feeling, but I'm not going to go into it.
But, like, blondes are always in. Like, why would you change it?
Blondes aren't always in.
We're talking about a woman's hair color here. We sound like fucking idiots.
Nah, man. I'd eat that pussy.
No, we don't. It's a thing. I guarantee you, a lot of these people listening here have a thing where they're just like, I don't really like blonde chicks. Because people just don't like them.
What's the deal with blonde?
I know people have said that. I'm like, how is that a thing? They're just girls. Did you look at their tits yet? How do you know you don't like them?
I go off of tits. I'm not an ass guy myself. I like titties.
If you look at the rest of them, you're picking one thing. I don't really like blondes. It's not a thing. You know what I mean? I don't like girls with
It's a type.
It's like saying there's no hot fucking picking ethnicity.
Well, some people think that.
Yeah, well, those people are fucking
dicks.
Well,
everybody has a type and shit. Like, broads don't like short dudes and shit.
Yeah, but that's
that's a thing, no.
That's because it's weird to them.
I guess.
It's very weird to them to date a guy shorter than them.
Some short guys
like,
are just
they all
looking for
like
love.
Being manhandled.
On OkCupid and shit.
You're getting dangerously close to saying women like to be raped, Chris.
No. So
you got to back up and not make us look bad.
I know that's
the pills talking, everyone.
I'm not saying girls like to be raped. I'm saying that some girls like to be manhandled by consensual sexual partners. That is a thing. You want me to Google it, I'll do it.
Don't do that.
Please don't. You're just going to watch porn in front of us, and you can't masturbate because you're your bad hand.
Yeah, it sucks.
Go with your fucking freak right hand, huh?
You know, I've never had a nocturnal emission. Maybe that'll happen while this hand is here.
You've never had that for real?
Never had one.
Wow, that's crazy.
Stanley?
Yeah, you probably have. At all
probably.
Age,
maybe. I don't know.
At one point, I have never had one in my entire life. One or two.
No, I've been jerking off a lot since I was like 10.
Yeah, but you still get the one, though, right?
Nope, never happened.
Never?
Never once.
That's crazy. That blew my mind. Yeah.
Maybe now it'll happen. I never hurt my left hand since I've been like...
Well, probably.
How long is that wrap supposed to be on your hand for?
Until it looks better. So probably a while.
It's going to be a while,
Jesus,
son.
Dude. Fucking How are you going to cook? That's your job.
Taking some days off.
Nah, yeah, dude. Damn. I wouldn't trust you around food fucking puss and fist of Dan.
I mean, I put gloves on. As soon as it, still. If it's, once the swelling comes down.
Hi, can I have some pus on top of that cheese plate? Thanks.
Yeah. Can I get some fucking wrap on my fucking burger or whatever?
Get a side of gauze.
Yeah.
Is this artisanal? This is artisanal gauze, isn't it?
Listen, we're supposed to be talking about this chick.
She's the most desired woman on OkCupid. Congratulations. You can't find a boyfriend.
You think she's going to get a movie deal now?
I don't know.
Guy on front, she might. She has a look that's marketable.
I'm sure she'll get a reality show now, and she'll just go on a lot of dates, and then be like, yucky. You know something? Those pictures of her were hot, but here's a video of her moving, and she looks way less hot on this video. Oh, she goes out with chicks, too, though, because here's her.
Oh, nah.
She's bisexual?
That, dude.
I'm just watching this video with no sound, but it seems like she's, like, on dates.
That's a chick
people.
She's going out with?
Or has gone out with me.
No, how about we just put the audio up? Go back to the beginning of her talking.
Okay.
That's some dude. Go back to her.
Just start with her.
Put them titties on the screen, dude.
There you go, right there.
All right.
Somebody that spells correctly would be nice. It's like when it's, you know, the letter R is used for the word R. If I see like the casual sex thing, that's a total.
She's kind of a bush. That bro she went out with was a little bit butchish.
You don't know if this is a girl that she went out with that didn't say that.
Why would it be on the page if she didn't do it, son? Fucking false advertising. Oh, that dude's getting laid on OkCupid.
Oh, hold on. These are the four people.
She's banged on.
That's what this. No. Shut up and let me explain.
Go ahead.
These are the four people she's got. These are the four most desirable people in New York, according to OkCupid.
Yeah.
So it's these two gay guys. That lesbian, that girl who looks like she could probably be a lesbian, and that one girl, the
she had like a Marcy Darcy thing going on. I'm with it.
Pickup lines, I can't repeat because they're too.
Yeah, she's not that hot once it's in a video.
Someone's pickup line was all about how much they love Beyonce, Illuminati hashtag videos, and how they really believe Sasha Fierce is actually a demon.
This woman.
These are the top four.
That's not a pickup line.
I don't know, uptown somewhere. She was asking if she could be. My sugar mama, and I was like, no.
She's a lesbian.
That's yeah, right. baby.
I don't need a sugar mama.
Why not?
Everybody put that dick cash. In your mouth.
But it's like,
she's
all right,
a
like,
lesbian, Johnny. Stop.
I've known girls that I know were on OkCupid that I think are, just based on this video, better looking than those two chicks. I mean, they're like must be in New York City. There's fucking, it's a hugely popular app. Like, why are these people getting the most hits? It's very odd.
Probably from their profiles, what they've written in their profiles. I'm going to guess.
Combined oh, because they get matched, right?
I have no idea. I haven't been on any of these sites.
Well, it's that's what, no, that's what it is. Fair. You fill out a bunch of...
That. Nah, nah. To be fair, though,
would
I'm going to...
Would you stop interrupting me?
I'm saying, though, it's more of a hookup.
Have you ever set up a profile for any of these things?
I have a hook. On OkCupid, I did.
Yeah, so, but like, it's not more of a hookup site. You do log in a lot of interests. So if they have...
Did you pull in any trim...
Canadian broad.
But right. If weird. The people you're searching for, like if you're a woman searching for men and you put in the similar things to men, you're gonna be shown to them the more often.
Yeah,
you and
like,
then if you
yeah,
happen to be prettier than
saying.
The girls with your interests, more guys are gonna send you messages, which means you're gonna show up in more searches. It's probably how it works.
Oh man. So she seems like a real slut, huh guys?
I just
right?
feel like the four people should just get together.
Am I right? Yeah.
She seems Girl. Like she's not fucking enough.
Good for her, though. Yeah. A lot of guys want to sleep with her.
She might be like the boring bro. Like, once you bang, she's like, eh.
She will get the reality show soon, I'm sure.
Like Tila Tequila?
I don't think it'll be like that. I think it'll just be like her going on different dates, OkCupid dates, and they'll just pay her like $100,000.
I doubt they'll get paid that much.
No, I don't think that
60
much.
$60,000?
Not even.
All right, I'll
maybe
take that.
Maybe 15 to 20. Cause
I'll take that bet.
I'd say 15 to 20. Match.com would probably pull that off. 15 to 20 for fucking OkCupid. They're not on like mainstream like that.
What do you mean? OkCupid is the most used dating site in the fucking country because it's free, and it's not sleazy like Plenty of Fish because that somehow has the stigma.
Plenty of Fish.
It's the same exact fucking site.
Wait, what's Plenty of Fish?
It's the other free dating site.
Oh, good for you. I forgot. You wiped out.
It's the other free dating site. They're the same thing.
Oh.
But for whatever reason, when like people were starting to go to online dating, more dudes I knew, like just when like people were making profiles around me. More dudes I know were just putting up Plenty of Fish profiles, and more chicks I knew were putting up OkCupid profiles. It might be something in the marketing that just drew certain people. So then eventually, because there was more girls on OkCupid, it became the dominant site.
Yeah, sure.
That's from what I've observed.
What do you think Backpage.com is? Same shit or no?
No, that's for hookers, John.
Yes, it is. Somebody looking for love. That's what I'm going with.
Oh, boy. Trashy hookers.
Hookers love Airbnb now, ever since that orgy shit. Yeah, the Post put something out today. Apparently, they interviewed some hookers, and they're just like, yeah, we prefer the Airbnbs because you just buzz somebody in instead of dealing with a hotel with a doorman. Like a hotel doorman could pick out a prostitute.
Yeah, they're very judgmental, too. Yeah.
It's like they know when a girl's working. But here, if you're just renting an apartment from somebody, they don't, like...
Doorman.
No, but yeah, but think about how few people you see going in and out of your apartment building every day. Usually you don't see anybody, especially at night. Somebody rings a bell, you buzz them in, you can have like 18 clients in a row, nobody's gonna know.
Yeah, it depends on the building. So, like, if you got a lot of my building's old people and shit, you know, they stay stupid and shit.
Yeah, maybe you might get, if you're really putting on a show in there, you might,
Yeah. But like, if you that looks like a hipsterish building. Ain't nobody fucking peeping what you're doing.
It's different buildings all
over. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It just looks like a building, Johnny. Just a building with
it's
a fire escape.
Son. Looks hipsterish.
It doesn't.
There's no old people in there. Is there old people there?
I'm sure.
How do we know? It's a picture of a building.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going off of.
They're just renting these apartments, and then they do the things where, like, on Backpage, where they'll verify by saying, like, "Here's my number." They'll write it out, and they'll be like, "Come through." It just looks like an apartment. Here's a picture of just an apartment.
Just some fucking mattress
looks like
on the floor.
A one-bedroom apartment.
Not even a fridge, just a mattress on the floor. I love it.
But, yeah, they're saying that, like, because it's not, like, some girl got slashed recently.
Oh, that's terrible.
Happens, though, in the prostitute game.
It's not cool, though.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, it'll happen in a hotel also, but I guess, like, the cops are now very onto it. They're trying to figure out how they can... There's really no way to monitor it.
It's impossible. It'll
get there eventually.
The whores will go on Airbnb and lie.
Jesus, man. They're trying to earn a living.
I'm not saying that it should be illegal. I don't care.
Good man.
Because that's the thing. They can always rent apartments from dudes because dudes just see some chick, girl. They just post a picture of them, a picture of them looking cute on their profile.
Looking like prostitutes.
No, not looking. Because, if they look like prostitutes, nobody's going to rent them their apartment. Nobody wants to get fucking bed bugs.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. You are an idiot.
Yeah, man.
We should start renting out. We should start flipping apartments in those cities and just renting out Airbnb.
I've been thinking about it. You could definitely just do that. Just get it. Like, especially if you just find a couple of apartments like next to each other that are for rent in a new building.
Yeah.
Definitely just Airbnb them all month. But you just got to be nearby to make sure nothing happens.
Yeah, but like the way they pitch it is like just a one-time encounter. The bitch ain't got to stay over, nothing like that, right?
Well, that's the prostitute.
That's what I'm saying.
The prostitute stays there. She doesn't tell the person she's renting from. That's how Airbnb works.
I thought it was that shit with the couch.
Escorts tour the country.
Yes.
They go on their routes the same way like comedians or bands do.
Mm-hmm.
So they fucking stop through New York, and rather than pay exorbitant New York hotel prices, they get an Airbnb room for fucking half the price, and they just stay there, and they fuck dudes for a week while somebody else is out of town.
Nice. It's a good racket.
Yeah, Airbnb isn't renting it out purposely to prostitutes.
When you put like when you put
prostitutes
like,
aren't like, "Hey, can I fucking get jizz all over your fucking house?"
Yeah.
When you put it like that, it's really sexy.
Yes, it is.
I mean, yeah, that's the point. I'm gonna have to get a prostitute now that I can't use this hand.
Oh Jesus, no. Oh my God.
They just use it for manual shit and ain't even a fucking
Yeah, you just jerk me off.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Just,
that is good.
Just click around for me for a while and just like scratch my balls a little while you're doing it.
Well, to be fair, like if what you asking for, you wouldn't even be picky, right?
All right,
now
jerk it a little. Hold on, click the other tab. Jerk it a little more.
Don't you just want to get blown? No.
Just show me a little GIF action there.
Oh, yeah, just do all some right, work.
All right. A little thumbnail flipping around. All right. Now click that video. All right. I'm almost ready. All right. Finish it off. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now hold my dick tight while I walk to this toilet and just deposit my jizz.
Hold it. Oh, that's awesome.
What are you looking up?
What is that? Google Glass?
This is Google Glass. I was asking what you were looking up.
Nothing. Is this the lady that got assaulted outside a bar in San Francisco?
Second person.
Another one got assaulted with Google Glass.
Yeah, this is recently after a Google protest, but somebody else a while ago got assaulted for wearing Google glasses. Like a drunk person punched him in the mouth.
Was it in San Francisco?
Let me look it up real quick. This one was in San Francisco.
Because things are getting crazy in San Francisco.
Yeah, they flip little fucking cars over and shit. They tipping cars.
It's a race. It's a class war between the upper middle class and the super rich.
Oh yeah, they were both in San Francisco.
Oh yeah, son. Fuck the fucking upper middle class.
Like before, like all this Google money came into play.
The upper middle class seems to be the most pissed off at the rich.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, right?
Like, from all the news reports weird. I've seen.
You're in the same like. Couple fucking
I guess
because
the upper middle class like worked really hard to get to try to feel like they were kind of rich.
Word
but
up.
Then the super rich just come in and be like, yeah, you're not. We're going to just buy out all this stuff you worked really hard for.
No, but you have to
I'm 26 and I made an app and some venture capitalists gave me $50 million for an app that doesn't do anything.
Big ups to Lavish.
What's Lavish?
Oh, that shit. Our boy from last week.
Oh, no doubt.
But yeah, so these cyborg hate crimes are just on the rise.
And for you look like a dickhead with that Google shit on, though.
I would probably ask somebody, like, if a stranger was talking to me with that on, I'd be like, can you please take that off?
Yeah, like, you don't fucking, you know, it's like they recording you and shit.
Yeah, you don't know, yeah, you have no
I've
idea.
I've only seen one person in real life with Google Glass. Just someone was standing outside a restaurant.
Hips are kind of dude, though.
No, just some chick, I don't know.
I've actually not seen a single person.
Did you snuff in the face?
No, I didn't snuff
like,
him in the face.
Like, yo, Dinkins time or whatever and shit.
What?
Just punch him in the face.
You talk a lot of gibberish, Johnny.
Fuck yes.
Nah, he made sense there. Dinkins time, that means, like, yo, run your shit whitey. That's what that means.
That's what that is. Because it wasn't no fucking minority wearing that shit, right?
No, it's white women.
Yes, it was. You should have punched in the face. But like, yo, it's New York City, B.
And
You know something? From all the blogs I read, I feel like white women are, like, probably the most victimized people in the country. I read a lot of blogs.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies about it and shit.
Upper middle class white women are just getting killed in San Francisco constantly.
Because of Google Glass.
Because of Google Glass, just white privilege. Apparently white privilege doesn't apply to white women. It's crazy.
Well.
There's so much negative. There's never any positive press about Google Glass. It's really funny. They can't possibly release this thing. Everyone hates it.
Well, no, they got it. Yo, they built so much shit. And I'm like, what were you saying? Lens crafter shit?
No, yeah, now you can do prescription lenses in it. For a while, people were pissed off about that.
That's on a fucking mill. That's going to run, son.
I still say that, and I'm making the point to you earlier, Johnny. I think it's a little, it's like Bluetooth headsets. That was the first wearable, technological advancement, and people just.
And you look like an asshole.
You just look like an asshole. Yeah. Like, everybody just made fun. Nobody was slapping them in the mouth, but people were making fun of you.
Mm. Oh, it looked pretty dope. I'm sad they went away. Why did they go away? People just realized I could just answer my phone.
Yeah, people just like were calling you. Yeah, because you could just look at your phone for anything on Google Glass as well. As of right now, like, what's it got? Maps? It's got Facebook?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, too, like, Google fucked themselves in the fact that you have people. Well, you did say they started to come out shit, like, with the LensCraft shit with the glass. Yeah. So they kind of addressed in that market. With the Bluetooth
shit, but again,
really
like,
all right, about
like I said, like, and we were talking about this before the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the reason why, like, people are saying, like, technology keeps changing and advancing, like, wearable technology is going to advance. The reason why the smartphone became so attached to us is because it eliminated a dozen devices. Like, you used to leave your house with your cell phone.
You had an iPod,
and you had an iPod,
Boy,
or
all
you could
have,
like, or you had a Game Boy or an iPod. Now you have a Game Boy and an iPod in the same place.
Same thing.
You have every fucking song you ever wanted. Like,
yep.
You still need your phone with Google Glass,
Like, so it's not eliminating. The cell phone eliminated. You now have all the things you wish you could carry at once, but you didn't want to look like a faggot with a fanny pack.
Word up.
Are
two
now
birds,
in your phone.
One stone, son.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Is like, the cell phone eliminated the need to look like a douchebag with a fanny pack to carry all that shit. The Google Glass now makes you look like a douchebag again by simply wearing Google Glass.
Well, no, here's the shit, too. Like, if the Google Glass could do the Samsung route, because you know how Samsung did the shit with the watch? That's what I think they're going to hit. They have to, right?
The watch is kind of cool, right? For certain things, but a lot of people are just seeing it as, like, a fitness tool.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
or, like,
right,
it's
that.
Good for people who drive a lot and have to answer their phone. Yeah. It's good for, like, all right, I ride my bike a lot. Yeah. I don't want to fucking have to reach in my pocket to see what my, like, I'll always respond to a text message if I hear it go off. But if I could just look at my watch and see if it's not an important text message, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not worth $400 to me.
Word.
It's $400 for Samsung watch.
Let me look it up. I think it's $300 or $400. I'm not sure.
If you get a plan, it's like $200. If you get the fucking Samsung phone and like the tablet shit, you get it for like $100, $200.
Great.
It's not too bad.
I'm just gonna base it on Google Shopping. It's $300
without the plan, right? Yeah,
$300. Yeah, without a plan.
But how Samsung sells it to you is if you get it with the plan, you know, you get a good rate. But you still kind of like it's new, right?
It's just not.
But you look like an asshole talking to your fucking wrist and shit.
Well, it's not really for that. It's to keep your
hands free.
All right, people are getting notifications. All right, my chick has all her notifications on her phone, on her iPhone.
Yeah.
So she has her Facebook, her Twitter, two email addresses, and her text messages and her phone in one place. And it buzzes every 5 fucking seconds. She's looking at this thing. Spam emails, whatever. So with the Galaxy Watch, your phone buzzes in your pocket or in your bag. You just see, oh, that wasn't a text.
It was just a spam.
It was a spam email. Oh. And so that's like kind of the benefit of the watch.
It doesn't filter yet.
But that's the only benefit of the watch. Really, just turn off your email and check it twice a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, I always say.
I hate Samsung watches. Is what I mean today. Or do I hate spam email? I'm not sure.
I like a good spam email. Sometimes they're funny. I like the typos. They're a little excessive. Why do you hate the Samsung watch?
I don't know. From what everything you just explained to me, it's the worst thing ever.
To be fair,
it's not the worst thing ever. It's just not very useful.
You look like an asshole using it right now.
Would you rather just have... And you don't look like an asshole. You were just endorsing the glass.
No, I didn't. I said if I see where they
Everybody needs that dickhead app, though, that Stanley came up with.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking
great
idea.
The Chris Stanley patented dickhead app.
What was a dickhead app?
That's where you just look at people and it just puts a dick on their head and you can take a picture of them.
I forgot that I
just
came up with that.
Straight up graffiti fucking app. Just fucking put mustaches on people and shit. Do that.
Yeah, whatever.
Be fine.
I think the dick is the way to go. I mean, mustache is kind of funny, but
would you like a mustache?
A good dick on someone's head.
Because everyone knows French Canada is the best Canada. The best Canada in the land.
But if Facebook has taught me anything, people do like anything that will make a little mustache, a fake mustache.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Coffee mugs, tattoos.
Remember that
actual fake tape on mustaches?
Remember that guy, the graffiti guy who was in New York, who just put mustaches on the subway movie posters?
No. People have been doing that for a long time, though.
But there was like one guy who did like in a certain way.
It was a dude. Oh.
But then he got busted. It was sad. I think he got busted at the 49th Street station. It's like you put up the good fight, brother. Now it's all
I'm
over.
More of a fan of a blacked out tooth more than the mustache.
You
on
like
poster.
That one? Yeah. I think the fucking mustache is funny.
The blacked out tooth. Because there's nothing that is funnier to me than somebody missing a front tooth.
Good point.
Tell that to Mick Foley.
I would tell that to Mick Foley. He knows it's a funny thing.
Don't hurt
that's
his
how.
Feelings.
That's why he took out his teeth to propose to his wife.
Oh, God.
That's right. You got to read his book.
Jesus Christ.
I did. I read the
Foley
first one.
Foley is dog.
Oh, man.
I only read the first one. Was that did that happen in the first one?
I think so. I don't read any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just making this whole thing up. I don't fucking... Maybe I'm pulling a Johnny, as we call it.
Okay. Hey, fucking roll with it.
I guess I read that like 14 years ago. The memories.
Probably more than that.
I'm old.
When did it come out? When did that book come out?
We were in high school.
So, I mean, we graduated high school 12 years ago. I think it came out early.
We graduated from high school 13 years ago.
Oh, shit. That's even worse.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, did you notice how he was typing with his freak hand? That shit was
amazing. I don't like that at
that
all.
That was gnarly.
You gotta stay off that freak hand.
Oh, God. It's like you're just pushing the pus up your wrist and shit. Don't do that.
Careful with that freak hand, buddy.
Use your fucking nose.
That's true. I could just, like a dolphin. That's how a dolphin. I'd rather you would. That's how I imagine a dolphin would type.
I'd rather you would.
A dolphin would need a giant keyboard to type, Chris. Stop talking crazy.
Not with its nose, with its flippers. Yeah, it would need a giant flat.
No, even with the God. Fucking nose, it would need a giant keyboard.
How big is a fucking dolphin's nose? It'd probably is that much bigger than your freak hands?
Yes. A bottlenose dolphin has a giant bottlenose. The fucking keyboard have to be like that
big. No. You don't have to explain yourself. He just shit on you because you have two working hands.
Yeah, I know.
Old fucking oddity hand over there.
Listen, man.
This is awful.
I'm downtrodden now. Stop bullying me, all right? You fucking privileged males.
With our two hands and shit.
I took a quiz on BuzzFeed.
Did you take that quiz?
Oh, God.
I took that quiz.
Are you doing the BuzzFeed quizzes?
I got a 30. What did you get?
Like a 50 or
what
something.
Quiz?
You're so privileged.
I know.
Meanwhile, such parallel upbringings, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Shit.
Well, all right, so there's this quiz on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
I guess it went up last weekend, and it's like, how privileged are you? It's like 100 questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 50.
Is it 50?
Yeah, it wasn't. It definitely
was. Whatever. You got a perfect score.
I did it on the shitter.
It was like
no, it's 2 points a question.
All right.
So it's like bunch of yes or no questions, but did you find that this quiz was very biased towards if you were gay or transgender?
You definitely are way less privileged if you're gay on this thing or transgender. Well, transgender, you know what? I don't give the you're not privileged gay thing as much as the transgender thing, because the transgender thing is something that even I don't understand. So they're kind of in a fuck.
And
place.
If you don't understand it, it's way out there.
But I understand the gay thing.
I bet you understand the gay thing.
Yeah, hell yeah. I've had my cock in an asshole. It feels all right. It wasn't a man's.
I just thought it was biased towards gay dudes. Like, I think a gay guy wrote the quiz.
Wait, like, how the fuck? What kind of
questions?
No.
And religious.
I guarantee you a 24-year-old straight white woman wrote that quiz.
All right, well, give me
an
example
no
of a fucking question.
That it wasn't written by that person.
Wait, what was
the
question?
Could just look it up. Look up the Are You Privileged quiz, BuzzFeed.
Well, like, yeah, both agree it was fucking kind of skewed, the question.
I thought it was. I don't know.
But
then again, I'm just a scumbag, privileged white male.
Apparently, son, you just scoring them fucking points.
Oh, it's a dude.
Oh, it is a dude.
It is a dude.
Let's see if he's gay looking. let's exercise our privilege on him.
Shit.
Tom Wesley, deputy at. I don't know. He could be gay.
Is a deputy? That's his title.
Deputy editorial director.
That's a fag.
Is that
don't,
in a good way?
Stop
I don't know
it.
If that's
good
right.
Way.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
Jesus, Johnny.
If you ain't no cop, you shouldn't be using.
But there
that
was
word.
One question on here that like you are more privileged if you've never been addicted to drugs. Now I'm gonna say this right now.
That's bullshit.
Stanley, would you say you've ever been addicted to drugs?
I'm definitely addicted to cigarettes.
There you go.
Okay, I don't think there's ever been.
Well, there's one thing that if you don't click. Like if you don't click it, like it adds extra privilege. I've never like had an addiction. I guess caffeine doesn't really count, I'm gonna say. But like I've been around like ridiculously hard drugs excessively since I was 9 years old.
Ow.
And I've experimented a lot and not formed an addiction. How does that mean I have more privilege? It just means I'm fucking better at drugs than you fucking losers.
You can handle
you
your
know,
shit.
Alcohol is a drug,
buddy. Can handle your shit,
I'm not addicted to alcohol. I work in a bar every night and I don't drink while I'm at work.
And I've talked to you like I if it's okay if I don't drink liquor. Is what we've had that conversation.
No, I drink I won't get as fucked up if I don't drink liquor. I stopped drinking hard liquor to not black out.
That's not an addict, fucking.
I mean, I don't drink every day.
You probably drink more
often than I do.
I have a couple every now and then.
But you just said you're not addicted to alcohol.
No, I didn't say I wasn't addicted to alcohol. I said I was definitely.
Like, if your schedule was different, you probably would drink every fucking day, though.
Not really.
No? I can't say that.
I take days where I just hang out in the crib.
I'll be honest. I've been on the
crib
a while.
Lift some weights. I watch the WWE Network.
What?
That's what I do. That's what
you
I do now.
Lift weights and watch.
I watch
wrestling?
I write my porn comic. Big ups to artofjaguar.com. Go check that out.
Plug your porn comic.
Big ups to artofjaguar.com. I'm writing some dialogue for those guys.
Chris writes porn comics.
They're paying me.
Hey, you got to make your money somehow, son.
So, yeah.
So, wait, what did you score on that test?
30. It was 32.
All right. So, Stanley's a fucking privileged prick.
Oh, I'm very privileged.
No, I think a big part of it why you probably got a higher score than me is because I've been in places where I've put myself into dangerous situations where I've been ostracized because of my race, where he hasn't, and it may or may not have been due to various narcotics deals.
Like Stanley's very comfortable. I'll give him
So, like, since that's probably not happened to you, like...
Still.
I also, there's, like, this one right here. It was, have you ever been threatened because of your sexuality? I have been yelled at by a dyke in a dyke bar before.
Yeah.
It happens.
Was that that gay bar we were at that time?
No, not that one. After that. I actually left there and went to a different gay bar.
Did you bring that one up? I've got a feeling you brought
that one up
before.
That was a true story. We were at a gay bar. And no, we're not gay.
Yeah.
Why would you be?
We went there with a bunch of broads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got drunk and left because I yelled at the gay bartender because he was a dick.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't serving you, right?
He asked me for... I was like, yo, can you make that a double? He's like, you're going to give me a double tip? And I was like...
Oh, word.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
They were nice to me. I didn't even realize it was a gay bar.
You're a big old bear, friend.
That's right.
All right, don't fucking call him that.
No, that's fine.
He's going to get it in his head. He's going to start acting like a bear.
Actually, after that night, that was the worst blackout I had.
In a while?
No, this was like 10 years,
ever?
More than 10 years ago.
It's your worst blackout ever?
Well, this was in the Lower East Side.
That was a rough night.
I passed out on the F train, woke up in Jamaica, thought I was in Manhattan, and then walked out of the station.
Was that the time the dude was
jacking at you? No, that was a different time.
Oh, good God.
I wake up in Jamaica, in New York City, in Queens.
Yeah.
End of the line. I think I'm in Manhattan, so I jump in a cab outside the train station and then take a black livery car from Jamaica, Queens into Manhattan.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
And then
that's
get to
bad.
59th Street, jump on the train, and fall back asleep and wake up on Coney Island.
That's happened to me once.
So it was like
twice,
a 5-hour train ride.
I don't pick no fucking livery cab, you ass.
I was messed up.
That's pretty fucked up.
Wasn't thinking straight. Blacked out, Johnny. Blacked out. Well, that was a depressing story. Hey, big ups to Adam. We met him last week. He's the man.
At Stoned in Epcot. I don't know what you're saying. You guys are whispering.
Next liquor bar.
Word up. Adam's a good dude, man. Nice fucking hanging.
Adam's the man.
Fuck that dude at the bar that fucking just felt he could get handsy. I didn't like
really?
That shit.
Must have happened before I got there.
Yeah, he just fucking, instead of saying excuse me, he just fucking manually moved him over and shit. You don't do that.
Shit, I would have just poured gasoline all over that guy.
That would have been nice.
You should have just fucking lit him up. Fucking.
Literally.
I mean, I like that bar, though. That would have been fucked up.
Nah, yeah, I like Lanigan's. Lanigan's a good spot.
All right. Can I actually throw one more? My buddy needs a plug.
Go. Fucking plug.
You got
hole,
a minute
go
left. Quick.
Plug
all right. Matt Litwack, also known as Jedi 5. He's got a book. You can pre-order it on Amazon. You can use the Amazon link at morelikeradio.com.
Nice.
Throw them some money. Beneath the Streets is the name of the book, The Hidden Relics of New York. It's a very detailed graffiti book about what's in the tunnels that you would never see on the street.
That sounds awesome.
It's a great book. Awesome. I've seen a copy of it.
All right,
it's
we're almost
book.
Out. So go to Amazon, search Beneath the Streets, The Hidden Relics of New York City.
Yeah.
Buy it. Pre-ordered, rather. All right.
Check it out.
High Society Radio, morelikeradio.com, twitter.com/HSRadioShow, facebook.com/High Society Radio, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. How good are